Hi, it's Dwyer, gamblersadvisory.com, DwyerVIP.com. Remember, the opinion you should follow should be your own. Just consider this video to be a second opinion from a complete stranger online. You know, the heavyweight belt will be up for grabs in a very serious fight between champion Joseph Parker and challenger Yui Fury. My advice to gamblers, and today is the 22nd of September, right, is to stay on the sidelines. The casino has figured this one out, right? You want to jump in when the odds are in your favor. Here, the casino has practically made this fight even money. In other words, the people at the casino know that when all is said and done, the styles here don't mesh for Joseph Parker, who has more talent than Yui Fury, right? So right now, as I make this video, Parker is a narrow favorite, a minus 137. Fury is a plus 115. You're not being compensated enough here for betting on the underdog, who I think is the worst possible person style-wise in the entire heavyweight division for Joseph Parker to fight. Let's talk about why. When you have a great jab, and Fury has a great jab, that jab is like a fence around you, right? People try to get inside on you, they run into the fence. That jab keeps them outside. Now, when you marry that great jab with great legs, when you're able to get up on your toes, right, in the heavyweight division, especially now, in this flat-footed era at heavyweight, when you're able to get up on your toes and float like a butterfly around the ring, that's what Ali used to call it, float like a butterfly. Right, then the other guy is not just running into a fence. They're trying to hit a moving target that they couldn't get close to if the target is stationary. So to get inside, you need to be aggressive. You either need to run red lights and hop the fence, figuratively speaking. Think Corey Sanders against Vladimir Klitschko. Right? Or you need to bob and weave your way in. Try to get underneath the jab to get inside. Think Joe Frazier against Muhammad Ali. Think Mike Tyson against Larry Holmes. Right? That's the level of jab, by the way, we're talking about when we talk about Yui Fury. Now, he might not have a big punch other than the jab. But if you can't deal with his plan A, that beautiful jab, you're going to lose the fight. Now, let me say this about Joseph Parker. Right? It's kind of paradoxical. You know, in my opinion, in a heavyweight division with Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder, Luis Ortiz, Kubrat Pulev, right, just to name some of them, I believe that Parker is probably the best athlete in the division. He really is a freak athlete. You're talking about a guy who just naturally has spectacular power in both hands. You're talking about a guy who you're watching a Parker fight, he decides to throw a jab, and then you realize he has a great jab himself, right? You don't see it unless he needs it. You see him coming forward and destroying Alexander Dmitrenko. Then you see him on his back foot for prolonged periods of time against Carlos Takam. And you realize that this guy's center of gravity allows him to do a lot in the ring. But the problem here is temperament, right? I haven't seen the Joseph Parker fight where he just decides, look, I'm here to trade. This guy's throwing a jab. I'll get hit with some of them. I'm going to come inside and I'm going to rough him up, like Corey Sanders did to Klitschko. Right? I just haven't seen that level of aggression in Parker, where he shows up thinking this fight's not going three rounds against a guy with a great jab. I haven't seen him show a lot of upper body movement to bob and weave like a Joe Frazier, right? To me, the nightmare scenario for Joseph Parker, and I believe with him the problem is temperament, right? The nightmare scenario is the first Ali Sonny Liston fight. Understand, Fury is a lot like Ali. He's tall, he moves, he has a jab, he has charisma, right? He's using the entire ring. His goal is to embarrass you. Have you walk into jabs. Have you look like you're in a sandbox. Now, he was fighting one of history's best heavyweights. I know Liston didn't have a long reign, but look at how Liston destroyed Floyd Patterson. I personally believe he would have destroyed Rocky Marciano. Look at Liston's history of beating people like the 1952 Olympic champion, right, when he was an amateur. Just track Liston's career, and you're going to notice that Sonny Liston was practically indestructible, right? He goes up against Ali. As Ali is dancing around the ring, as I suspect Yui Fury's going to be, Liston is calm. He's not in a rush. He's taking it easy. He's convinced Ali can't hurt him. He's walking around the ring, trying to walk up to Ali. Doesn't cut the ring off. There's no urgency. So you know what ends up happening. Ali builds up a lead. They claim that Liston then had someone load his gloves with liniment that temporarily blinds Ali. But once the liniment gets out of Ali's eyes, we're back to the mismatch. Liston never succeeds in pinning Ali, right? He's just too leisurely. There just isn't the urgency. He doesn't have the foot speed to track down Ali. So Liston decides to give up the heavyweight title on a stool. He doesn't come out for one of the rounds. Ali then wins the heavyweight title. Ali, by the way, a 7-1 underdog. I invite people to look at that film, because the sleepwalking Joseph Parker, now keep in mind, immensely talented, but you really see that talent when he's threatened, right? He's not the guy who shows up and who tries to put you on the clock like Mike Tyson did. He's not the guy pushing the issue, right? Rather, he's the guy just relying on his talents, his hand speed, his punch, his athleticism, but he's not forcing the issue. So, guys like Carlos Takam go the distance. He fights for the heavyweight title against Andy Ruiz. He never gets the gearbox out of third gear. You never get the feeling watching that fight that Joseph Parker is trying to make a statement, right? These are the biggest fights of his career. There's no urgency. He's not in a rush, right? Now, that works when you're fighting a flat-footed opponent who doesn't want to back up, who's there to be hit. But this Ali style, this Yui Fury style, you can't do that against this style. Because when a guy has a great jab, he's winning the slow rounds. If you don't get close enough to him, he's going to take all of the slow rounds. Look at Vladimir Klitschko when he fought Sultan Abragimov. right? Klitschko just stays in jab mode and is able to win that fight, right? A guy like Fury, tall, that jab creates distance between him and an opponent. He knows how to lean, right? If you're not a guy who's going to be hyper-aggressive like Joe Frazier, get underneath the jab, hit the guy to the body, make the guy work. If you're not the Joe Frazier who showed up for the first Ali fight and the Thriller in Manila, if you're not going to force the jabber up on the ropes, if you're not going to try to get inside of that jab and be relentless, you're going to have problems, right? Let me point out that this fight is in Fury's backyard, right? It's in Fury's backyard. So Parker, who has fought the better opponents than Fury, if Parker has any level of complacency, if he shows up thinking, I'm the champ, I hit harder than Fury, I'm the better athlete than Fury, if Parker has any of those delusions and takes the first few rounds for granted, he might find himself in a hole on the scorecards that he can't get himself out of, right? So I do think Fury has a very good chance of upsetting Joseph Parker. But if I'm going to take an underdog in a fight against an unbeaten heavyweight champion who I privately feel is a great athlete, right? Who does, ironically enough, have one-punch knockout power. I know Andy Ruiz is going the distance. Razvan Chaganu is going the distance. I'm just telling you that Joseph Parker hits hard, right? When I'm betting against a guy the level of Joseph Parker, right, or a Sonny Liston, I need to get substantially better than the meager plus 115 odds that the casino is offering. So for me, if you're a prop bettor, I don't see Fury winning this fight by knockout, right? I don't. So if you're a prop bettor, Fury by decision would be part of your hedge, right? And Parker by KO would also be part of your hedge, right? Because in my opinion, Joseph Parker might need a knockout to win this fight. Certainly he needs knockdowns. If a boxing match breaks out in this title fight, that would be to Fury's advantage. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. This, folks, is a competitive fight. Don't believe what you've heard. All you have to do is look at the odds the casino is offering. They're close. These are practically even money odds, right? I think the casino understands that measured, leisurely, non-urgent Joseph Parker is going to have a hard time finding Fury in the ring. That Fury is going to win the slow rounds, right? But I think the book also realizes that Parker with one punch can drop you like he dropped Demetrenko, right? Off a body shot. So this is playing with fire. My suggestion is to stay on the sidelines. If you have to bet on this fight, Fury by decision, hedged with Parker by stoppage. That's how I see it. Let me hear from you. I hope you leave your comments in the comment section to this video. Thanks for stopping by.